Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Great to have you with us. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, well, we're going to try and talk more baseball. We're going to bring in Michael Bradburn from The Score and get some insight on the World Series. So I missed yesterday. Glad to be back. But I don't want to talk about something that you may have discussed. Did you talk about Brad Paisley and this wild stat before the World Series? Yes. So Brad Paisley. Yeah. I mean, you know Brad Paisley. I mean, who doesn't know Brad Paisley? But country music legend, been around forever. I think I can say that now. He sung the national anthem before game three, went 18 innings. He has now sung the national anthem before the two longest World Series games in history. Not only that, listen to this. Sung the national anthem for game one of the World Series in 2024, went 10 innings. Sung the national anthem before game three of the World Series in 2018. That's the one I was talking about previously, went 18 innings. Sung the national anthem before game two of the World Series in 2017, went 11 innings. If you hear that Brad Paisley is going to sing the national anthem before a baseball game, bet on extra innings, because he's there for the long haul.
What a wild stat. Right? I never heard of this, but this sounds like something like tailor-made for like gambling Twitter. Because people see stuff like this and they're like, oh, you got to bet on this. You got to bet on this.
You got to.
But do you think there's any type, like, there's no correlation, right? Or causation, I should say.
Yeah.
Because, like, it is an anomaly and it is weird, but it's not something that I would, like, put my money on. But that is crazy. Like, if I'm a player, I'm like, no, you go back over there. You go back to Nashville. We don't want your kind around here.
We don't want your kind around here.
We don't want your kind.
Your kind ain't welcome around here. We're looking for an extra innings game. And you're not Brad Paisley, so you get on, get. That's the way it goes.
Get. Well, especially after they play that 18-inning game. Like, probably don't want extra innings of any kind, because it's already felt like a very long World Series.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Brad Paisley, you need to stay at home for, you know, the health of everybody on the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. But I will say this. I do feel like Major League Baseball has done a good job of getting really good singers and, like, A-listers, and we've had, like, a good celebrity presence. Because I said this when we were talking about Sydney Sweeney and the fact that, like, baseball needs help. It's not the NFL where, like, the NFL does not need celebrity guests, you know, in the stands to, like, drive the interest and provide, like, some sort of, like, cultural relevance. But I feel like baseball kind of does. And they've had some A-lister. They had, like, BB Rexha. I've seen, like, Justin Bieber repping the Blue Jays. Obviously, he's from Canada. And then we had all kinds of celebrities in the stands last night. So here was the list. We had Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, Sydney Sweeney, Connie Britton, Donald Glover, Catherine O'Hara, and LeBron. And of course, the ex-royals. We had Meghan Markle and Harry. Prince Harry, I suppose I should say. Let me ask you this, Jenks. Of these celebrities, who would you choose to sit next to if you could?
Connie Britton.
Oh,
I love Connie Britton. She's awesome, man. And she'd probably be the gal to have a beer with you and just talk baseball and hang out. Like, every other person there might just talk down to you a little bit. Not Connie. We just sit and hang. Have a good old time at the baseball game. I think she'd be sneaky number one, honestly.
I will always imagine her as, like, a coach's wife. Like, yep. Just because of, like, Friday Night Lights. And she just has that feel to her where she's just, like, she's cool and she's pretty, but it's effortless. And she knows just as much about football as, like, whoever is coaching on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Run the damn ball, sweetie. So I just feel like she has that, like, cool presence to her where it's, like, she's attractive but not, like, over-the-top attractive. Like, she feels like she could be in your suburb.
Yeah, she's totally relatable. I think that's what makes her great. Mm. Also relatable, Michael Bradburn, who covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for the Score. We've got him on the phone now. Michael, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And where does this Game 4 performance rank for the Blue Jays? It feels like after that marathon in Game 3, it was a game they really needed. So this response was just massive for Toronto.
Yeah, it was pretty legendary, honestly. I do think Ohtani, I do, like, before this game even started, I thought they could get to Ohtani. And you know, I really, really like Shane Bieber. So I like the pitching matchup heading in. Obviously, taking that 18-inning loss into 3 a.m. is brutal, and you're showing up to the park, you know, later in the day, and you're not in your normal routines and everything like that. But, you know, one team has to win, and, you know, the Jays did it. So, yeah, pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of pretty great, I understand that the headline's always going to be about Ohtani, and rightfully so. Like, he's a generational unicorn. But I feel like we got to talk about Vladdy Jr. and what he has done for the Blue Jays this year, this postseason, and even last night. He's hitting .419 for the postseason, OPS over 1,300. Now he has, like, the most career postseason home runs of any Blue Jays player in history. What has he meant to the Blue Jays this year?
Yeah, in the season he signed a $500 million extension, so that kind of tells you what he means to the Toronto Blue Jays franchise and the ownership as well. Rogers is not the most forthcoming with their finances, you know, like, they don't love giving those contracts out. So it's huge that they were able to tie up a, like, franchise star like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Also, there were some fans who thought, like, a first baseman / DH who can slug very, very well just, like, wasn't worth that much money. Even some people thought, like, you know, the Juan Soto comparisons were pretty brutal. Like, Soto is, like, slightly younger and much better at getting on base. So it's tough to see, like, people come out and say Vlad isn't worth $500 million because he has surely proven that he is definitely worth $500 million. It's going to be interesting if Rogers feels that Bo Bichette is worth investing in the offseason as well. So, yeah, we'll see.
We're talking with Michael Bradburn, who covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for the Score. You're Canadian. Are you a Blue Jays guy, or are you just like, don't put that on me? You know, I just because I'm from Canada doesn't mean I love Toronto. But are you passionately for the Blue Jays in this series?
Honestly, it's kind of a good question. I do think the Blue Jays will win it, but I'm not a Blue Jays fan. No, like, okay. I do find myself when the game comes on and I'm sitting there watching it, I am rooting for them, but I think I'm rooting for them just because they're, like, a fun, scrappy team. They work tough at bats up and down the lineup. Also, there's this thing about them. Like, when Trey Savage is on the mound and he's a rookie, you're never not confident that he's going to get out of it. And like, you feel that way about the entire team. Like, they trail 2-0 early and you're like, I'm pretty sure the Jays will still win this game. And they do. And like, I don't know, that makes a really exciting team. Obviously, I also love the Dodgers, though. Like, how can you not love Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman? And, like, the bottom of their lineup is also, like, relatively scrappy, too. Like, Tommy Edman had a pretty...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good start to the season. Obviously, he tapered off and dealt with some injuries, but, you know, I am mostly just a ball fan, and I do want to see my friends who live around me experience joy, so there is that.
All right, so who wins this next game? Because the crazy part of this whole scenario to me is that from a betting standpoint, the Blue Jays have been big underdogs in every single game. But here we stand with the series tied. So clearly, there's not as big of a gap as maybe the odds makers are putting on the board for us. So tonight, the Blue Jays are big underdogs once again, plus 170. So do you think they have a chance in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. They've already beat Blake Snell once. They work tough at bats against lefties. Blake Snell is one of those pitchers that like can get flustered. He's exceptional. Like I don't want to slag Blake Snell either. He's incredible, an incredible pitcher. However, when he gets into walk trouble and he gets traffic on base, he like can throw a lot of pitches, and then you're getting into the bullpen, and obviously we saw the bullpen work wonders for the Dodgers in game three, like Will Klein and Emmett Sheehan combining for seven shutout or whatever. But yeah, like the plan of attack is the Jays get to the bullpen and Blake Snell is gettable. I do think Yusavage is also a little bit gettable. He's excellent, but we saw him go twice in a series previously, and his second outing was not as good as his first. I do think when opposing batters get a good read on that like funky overhead delivery, then they're like better corrected, better adjusted for what he's throwing. So we'll see if they adjust to the splitter tonight. And but yeah, I think I would take Blue Jays to go ahead.
Michael, who is the one Blue Jays player that has been most important to this team that we don't talk about?
Through the season or through the postseason?
Through the postseason.
Oh man, through the postseason, I think it would be Ernie Clement. Ernie Clement was like
okay,
like hitting .500 through the first two series, like the division series and the championship series. He is elite defensively at third base and also can move around the diamond. He's a bit of a Swiss Army knife. Yeah, if you're just like learning about the Blue Jays, you probably don't know of Ernie Clement that well, and he mashes left-handers, like brutalizes left-handers. So he's a fun guy to like root for. And honestly, like, yeah, I do think he has staying power. I think the Blue Jays have like a bunch of kind of scrappy guys, like Nathan Lucas has been their number two hitter for most of the series. He moved up to number one last night because of Springer's injury. And he's like kind of known as a scrappy guy too, but he's like a career minor leaguer and he's already 31. I think Clement, you know, has a bit of a career ahead of him as at least a very good defensive third baseman and all-arounder.
All right, so you said this earlier, and you almost said it, like, nonchalantly, but it's kind of a hot take based on, like, what people think of the Dodgers, is that I'm pretty sure you said that the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series. So make your case for Toronto to the casual baseball fan. Like, what are the talking points? Why do you think they're going to win the World Series?
I think the betting odds are just wrong here, honestly. I think the betting odds reflect how people bet. I don't think they reflect what is true. I think they're reflecting here, in this case, that like the Blue Jays won more games than the Dodgers. They are a very complete team, and everything is kind of going very well for them right now as well. There were times in the season where Bowden Francis was making regular starts for this team. He's not very good. There were times in the season when Max Scherzer looked absolutely cooked, and he is good now. Like, he's not prime Max Scherzer or anything, but he's getting like very competitive outs in a World Series against one of the hardest lineups in the history of baseball. So, yeah, I think that's the case. I don't think there's much of a case to be made, honestly. You've seen them through four games here, and they're an elite ball club. Like, this isn't luck. They work very hard at bats. Obviously, they cannot compete against a pitcher like Yoshinobu Yamamoto because he is, like, unflappable. But when, like, Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow are on the mound, who throw a lot of pitches to try and get strikeouts, they're going to beat those guys. And they did all year.
He covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for The Score. It is Michael Bradbird. Michael, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You never know. You never know. You're going to meet someone from Canada, and they're like, I don't know. I like the Blue Jays. I'm not crazy about them, though, because, you know, there's a finite number of teams there, you know, like the Blue Jays. So you just never know.
That's
but
it.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Blue Jays. I was like, I remember the Expos too, but no, it's just the Blue Jays. I had to check with myself, like, no, it's just Toronto. So you never really know. And we run into that with covers.com as well, right? Because they're based in Canada, so it's always Blue Jays centric. But I mean, you can still tell that he makes a case for the Blue Jays, and I get it. They're right there.
Right. And especially with these prices. Like, I feel like we keep saying that is that it's not like we look at this Dodgers lineup and we're like, yeah, they're not going to win. No, there is certainly in the realm of possibility that the Dodgers still win the World Series. They are still very, very good. I am just saying at these prices, I'm not sure if it's worth betting on the Dodgers. And like, this is why we don't bet on the Dodgers during the regular season very much. Like, Jenks, think about the times that we have bet on the Dodgers on the money line in the regular season. Yeah. I feel like this is the team that we barely bet on just because the prices are never good.
They're not. I mean, you just kind of have to. You kind of have to go into the numbers a little bit and look at different player props, or maybe find alt bets to make, or you have to get creative, which is something you're very good at.
Yeah.
And you say all the time, get creative, because you're not going to find a price that you like if you're just betting these guys outright, and you would have lost money. Coming up next on the show, man, maybe we'll just let Denton bet after he went 3-0 last night. How about that? Best Bets Doctor coming up next. It is a Daily Tip on a Bet MGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.